just want to say, with all of our hearts, Lord, thank you. Father, with all of our gratitude, Father, we want to just say thank you this morning, Lord, for you, Lord Jesus, for the one who leads and guides us into all truth, for the one who walks with us through this life, Lord God. Lord, you promised that you'd never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And so this week, Father, is just a testimony, Lord God, to the fact that you are with us, Father. Lord, that you are with your people, Lord, that you take care of us, Father, that you allow nothing, Lord, to happen to us. Father, that you lead us through amazing adventures, Father God, and allow us to experience life, that you provide and take care of your people. Father, this life, Lord God, is a testimony unto you, Father, of your goodness, Father, of your faithfulness, of your care for your people. And Lord, this day, Lord, this morning, we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we come before you, Father, as your people. We come before you, Father, as your flock, Lord God, that look to your hand, Father, for our provision, for our protection, Lord God, for our direction, for all things, Lord God, we look to you. And Lord, we do pray, Father, that your kingdom would come. Father, we do pray and seek that your will would be done, Lord God, in earth as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, this day, Father, as we come before you as your children, Lord, we come with expectant hearts, Father. Lord, we come, Lord God, knowing, Father, that your Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us, Father, this day. Lord, we are part of your priesthood of all believers. Father, we have you as our high priest, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you that, Lord, no one stands between us and you. And Lord, that we know you, Father. So Lord, this day, Lord, we receive from you your word. We receive from you, Lord God, your manna. We receive from you, Lord God, your truth, Lord, your way, your life, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, that every block has been removed. Every hindrance has been taken away. And Lord, your free flow, Lord, rivers of living water flow through all of us, Lord God, that know you, Father. You are the bedrock. You are the foundation, Lord God. And your water, Lord God, flows through each and every one of our hearts, Father. This day, Lord, we trust you, Father. So, Lord, right now, Father, in Jesus' name, we do bind every demonic and hindering spirit. Lord, we do cast it out, Lord. We call it null and void. And, Father, this day, Lord God, we just invite, Lord, you completely in this place. Lord, I get out of the way. Completely, Lord God, I acknowledge that there's nothing in me, Father, but your Spirit that can speak. And so, Lord, I yield completely to you this morning, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Father, as we open up your word and as we spend some time before you. Speak to us, Lord, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews. Second. Hebrews chapter 11. You know, yeah. Okay. I'm going to read a longer section, but I know sometimes we read through scriptures very fast. Yes? And I think it's important for us that we spend time reading a little bit more. Because sometimes we just do like one verse, yes? And so like we'll read one verse and then we'll stop. And they're good verses. But I want to go through actually the chapter. And just a note to yourself when you're reading the Bible, sometimes go a little bit past the chapter and a little bit before, because the numbers are just markers. So you can miss some very important points when you just stop in sections, because they were, when these were written, many of them were just written straight, like Hebrews was a letter, it was written straight through.
Number
Okay, so we'll start at verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and of him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that should destroy the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, as saying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Belshazzar and Barak and of Samson and of Japheth and of David also and Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these, all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better things for us, that they should not be made perfect. And I'm just going to read verse 1 of chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Okay, go for it. Good chunk to read. Yes.
එතින්ද නම් බලාපොරොත්තු වන දේවල් ගැන සහතිකය නොදක්නා දේවල් ගැන ඔක්කුවය එයින් වැඩිමහල්වන්ට සාක්ෂි ලැබුණේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ වචනයෙන් ලෝකවල් මරණ මැති බවද එසේ දකින දේවල් වෙන දේවලින් හට නොගත් බවද ඇතිවිල්ලෙන් තේරුම් ගනිමුත් ඇතිවිල්ලෙන් ආබල් කායින්ද වඩා උතුම් පූජාවක් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට ඔප්පු කළේය ඔහුගේ දීපනා ගැන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සාක්ෂි දුන් බැවින් ඒ ඔහු ධර්මිෂ්ඨයක බවට සාක්ෂි ලැබුවේය. ඔහු මන නමුත් ඒ ඇදහීමෙන් තවම කතා කරන්නේ. ඇදහීමෙන් ඒ නො මරණය නොදකින ලෙස ගෙනයන් ලැබුවේය. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔහු ගෙන ගිය හෙයි ඔහු සම්බ නොවීය. ඔහුගේ ගෙන යාමට ප්‍රථම ඔහු දෙවියන් වහන්සේව ප්‍රසන්න කළ බවට සාක්ෂි ලැබුවේය. නමුත් ඇදහීම නැතුව උන්වහන්සේ ප්‍රසන්න කරන්න නුපුළුවන. අක්නිසාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙතට ළඟා වෙන්නා විසින් උන්වහන්සේ විද්‍යාමාන බවත් උන්වහන්සේ සොයන්නන්ට විපාක දෙන කෙනෙක් බවත් විශ්වාස කරන්න ඕනේ. ඇතැමින්නේ නොවා ඒ වනතුරු මුදුකු දේ ගැන දෙවියන් වහන්සේ විසින් දන්වනු ලැබ දේව බයින් සෙලඳී තමාගේ පවුල ගැනවීමට නැවක් සෑදුවේ. ඒ ඔහු ලෝකයා වරදට පත් කොට ඇදහින්නෙන් සැමීම දන්නුෂ්ට කමට උතුමක් කාරය කුලේය. ඇදහින්නෙන් ආපහන් පැඳවා සමාන උරුමයක් පිණිස පසුව ලැබෙන්න තිබුණු ස්ථානයට පිටත්ව යන හැටි ගැට කීකරු වී තමා කොතැනට යනවා දැයි නොදැන පිටත්ව ගියේය. ඇදහින්නෙන් ඔහු අන් දේශයක මෙන් පොරොන්දුවේ දේශයේ පොරොත්තු වී එම පොරොන්දුවට උරුමක් කාරය වූ ඊසාක් සහ යාකොබ් සමග කූඩාරම්භල වාසය කළේය. මක්නිසාද අතිමනරම් ඇත්තා වූ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ විසින් යෝජනා කර සෑදුවා වූ නුවර ගැන ඔහු බලා සිටියේය. එදහිල්ලේ සාරා පොරොන්දුව දුන් නැරන් වහන්සේ විශ්වාස කෙනෙකියයි පිළිගත් නිසා නිසි වයස පසු වෙලා ගර්භණී වෙන්ට බලය ලැබුවාය. එහෙයින් මල පිළිකු වැනි එක තැනැත්තෙකුගේ පවා ගණනින් අහසේ කාරකා මෙන්ද ගණන් කළ නොහැකි මුහුදු වැරලේ වැනි මෙන්ද වූ සමූහයක් හටගත්තේය. මොහු සියල්ලෝ පොරොන්දු නොලැබ දුරදී ඒවා දැක ප්‍රසන්න වී පොළවේ තමන් විදේශීන්ට ආඝාතකයන්ට බව කියාදී ඇදහිල ඇතුව මැරුණේය. මොහු මෙබඳුනේ කියන තැනැත්තෝ තමුන්ගේම රටක් සොයන බව හොඳ හැටි ප්‍රකාශ කරති. අවද ඔහු තමුන් පිටත් පාමවු රට සිහි කළෝ නම් එහි හැරි යන්ට ඔවුන්ට ඉඩ ප්‍රස්ථා තිබුණේය. නමුත් ඔහු දැන් වඩා උතුම් වූ එනම් ස්වර්ගීය වූ රටකට ආශා ඇත්තෝය. එබැවින් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔහුගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ යයි කියනු ලබන්ට ලැජ්ජා නොවන සේක. මක්නිසාද උන්වහන්සේ ඔවුන්ට නුවරක් සුන්දානම් කළ සේක. ආපහු පරීක්ෂා කරනු ලැබූ කල ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඊසා පූජා කළේය. එසේ උඹේ වංශය ප්‍රකාශ වන්නේ ඊසා ගෙන්යයි යමෙකුට කියන ලද්දේද ඒ පොරොන්දු සන්තෝෂයෙන් පිළිගත් ඔහු තමාගේ ඒක ජාතක පුත්‍රයාව පූජා කරමින් සිටියේය. මළවුන්ගේ පවා ලැබුණාට දෙවියන් වහන්සේට පුළුවනැයි ඔහු කල්පනා කොට උපකරණ වශයෙන් මරණයෙන් ඔහු නැවත ලබා ගත්තේය. ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඊසාක් මතු හැමේන දේ ගැන පවා යාකොබ්ට සහ ඒසව්ට ආරංචි වද කළේය. යාකොබ් නැසින විට ඇදහිල්ලෙන් යෝසප්ගේ කුෂ්ණයන්ගේ එක්කෙනෙකුට ආශිර්වාද කොට තමාගේ සැරෑටේ මුදුනට හාන්සිව නමස්කාර කළේය. යෝසෙප් තමාගේ අන්තිමය ලවුණු කල ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඊශ්‍රායල් කුෂ්ණයන්ගේ පිටත් යෑම සඳහන් කොට තමාගේ ඇට ගැන අනුකුලේය. මෝසෙස් උපන් කල ඔහුගේ මව්පිය ඔහු සෝගමාන ළමයෙකු බව දැක රජුගේ ආඥාවට බය නොවී ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඔවුතුන් මසක් සඳවා ගත්තේය. මෝසෙස් වැන්නායින් පසු තාරාවෝගේ දුවගේ පුත්‍රයායන් කියනු ලැබීම ඇදහිල්ලෙන් එපා කර විපාකයේ දෙස බැලූ බැවින් ඉසරේ වස්තුවලට වඩා ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේගේ නින්දාව මහත් සමීපතක් යැයි සිතා කලකට පාපේ සැප භුක්ති විඳීමට වඩා දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සෙනඟ සමුළු භුක්ති විඳීම තෝරාගත්තේය. ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඔහු රජුගේ උදහසට බය නොවී ඉසරේ අත්හැර ගියේය. මක්නිසාද අදෘශ්‍යමාන තැනන් වහන්සේ දකින්නා මෙන් ඔහු ස්ථීරව සිටියේය. කුළුඳුළු විනාශ කළ තැනැත්තා ඔවුන්ට අත නොගසන පිණිස පාස්තුවද ලේසීමද ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඔහු පැවතුවේය. ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඔහු රතු මුහුද මැදින් වියලි බිමක් පිළින් මෙන් ගියය. මිසරවරු එසේ කරන්ට උත්සාහ කොට ගිනි මලෝය. සද්දවසක් එරුකෝවේ කවුරු වටකර ඇවිද්දායින් පසු ඇදහිල්ලෙන් ඒවා වැටුණේය. ඇදහිල්ලෙන් වෛශ්‍යාව රහබ ඔත්තුකාරයන් සමාදානයෙන් පිළිගත් බැවින් කීකර රූම් තැනැත්තන් සමඟ විනාශ නොවී සිටියාය. මම තවත් මක්කියන්ද විදියොන්ද බාරාද්ද සම්සොන්ද යෙක්තාද දාවිද්ද සාමුවෙන්ද ප්‍රපේතවරුද ගැන කියන්න කල්මනිය. ඔහු ඇදහිල්ලෙන් රාජ්‍ය ගැපක්ෂලෝය ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම්කලෝය කොරඳු ලබාගත්තෝය සිංහයන්ගේ දෝෂය තියෙනෝය ගින්නේ උෂ්ණය නිමෝය කඩු මුහදින් ගැලුමේය දුර්වලව සිට ශක්තිමත් කරනු ලැබුවය යුද්ධී බල සම්පන්න වූවෝය අන්‍යන් සේනාවන් පන්නා දැමුවය ස්ත්‍රී නැවත නැගිටීමකින් තමුන්ගේ මනවුන් ලැබුවය වෙන අය වඩා උතුම් නැවත නැගිටීමක් ලබන පිණිස විදීමකින් නොගෙන වදකරනු ලැබුවෝය. තවත් අය සරදම් වලින්ද පහර වලින්ද එසේ බැඳුම් වලින්ද සහ විරගෙයි දමුන් ලැබීමේද පරීක්ෂා කරනු ලැබුවෝය. ඔහු ගල් ගසනු ලැබුවෝය පියසේ නිරුණු ලැබුවෝය පරීක්ෂා කරනු ලැබුවෝය හඩුවෙන් මරු ලැබුවෝය. ඔහු අසරුකමද පීඩාද නපුරුකමද නිදිමි වැටලු කන්ද එලු කන්ද ඇඳගෙන ඔබ මොකදියෝය. ඔහු කාන්තාරවලද කඳුවලද දුහාවලද පොළවේ වෙනවලද ඇවිතෝය. ඔවුන්ගේ විසීමට ලෝකය නොවටනේ ඔවුන් සියල්ලෝ ස්වකී ඇඳුමට කඳු කොටගෙන සාක්ෂිය ලබත් පොරොන්දුව නොලැබුවෝය. එසේ වුණේ ඔවුන් අප නැතුව සම්පූර්ණ නොවන පිණිස දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වඩා උතුම් දෙයක් අප ගැන කලින් පිළිල කර තිබුණු නිසාය. එබැවි මෙපමණ මහ සාක්ෂිකාර සේනාවකින් අප වටව සිටින නිසා සියලු බරද පහසුවෙන් අප හසු කරන පාපේ දහක තමා ඇදහිල්ලේ කක්කුවරයාද සම්පූර්ණ කරන්නාවද යේසුස් වහන්සේ දෙසුම බලමේ අප ඉදිරියේ තබා තිබෙන දිවීම මෙසේ නැඹුරුයි.
And I'm going to read verse 2 there as well. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
සමානිතිරියේ තබා තිබුණු ප්‍රීතිය නිසා ලැජ්ජාව නොසලකා පුරුෂිය දරාගෙන පසුව දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සිංහාසනයේ දකුණු පැත්තේ වැඩියුම් ගත්තේ.
Okay, so quick note, do you see why we read verse 1 and verse 2?
That's the account of me. 12 එකයි 2යි කියුවේ ඇයි කියලා.
All of that is a setup to go into wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. So this, everything before is the witnesses. And so sometimes if we just open up and we start at chapter 12, we miss everything that went before. So it'd be like me going to Nirmala saying, you remember that conversation we had? Well, anyways. So, but you know, life is a little bit like that with us sometimes. People forget everything that came before. You remember last time we talked a little bit about, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. How people start freaking out when the situations of life come their way. And even here, when this letter was written, it was written, this section was given so that people could remember all that God had taken His people through before. And at one point he's just like, look, time would fail me. I don't have the time to go through David and Samson and Gideon and all of I don't have the time to go through all of this. I mean, even here as we're going through, it's like, okay, long passage, but it's all of these is a life. All of these were people's lives. Living out in this world in the midst of adversity. Living out their life in this world with the Father in the middle of trial, testing, all of that. Okay, each person had different situations they were dealing with. See, this is something too. For all of us, we are part of the body of Christ, yes? But a body has different organs, different pieces that do different functions. And so likewise, the different pieces that do different functions within the body, when they function correctly, the whole body is able to do what it was made to do. And if it doesn't function correctly, the whole body is affected because of that one piece that's not working right. So if you have a bad knee, if you hurt your knee, what's the rest of your body thinking for the day? If your heart hurts, what happens to the rest? But likewise too, the issues that each of these people were facing were different. But they were all walking out life with the Father. Okay. The same word, faith, in the English language, the same thing could be the word trust. I was looking at some of these Bible translations in the Aramaic, and it's the same word for trust as it is for faith. Trust makes a lot more sense to me. You know, because many times people talk about faith, and they even talk about something like blind faith. But the God we serve came to give sight for the blind. He came that those that couldn't see could now see. So the faith that we have in the God we serve is not blind. And in fact, many times what happens is people want to take advantage of your ignorance to get you to do something that you never would otherwise. See, with each of these people, when they were going through life, they had already walked something out with God. And they knew that the God that spoke to them was able to do and perform what He said. And they knew that He was true to His word. So when He said something, they knew that no matter what happened in this world, in this life, heaven and earth could try, but nothing could stop the fulfillment of the word and the promise of God. And even when we talk about faith the size of a mustard seed, it's even if it's that small, you have that small, unshakable trust in what God said will happen. So you have that, even if it's that small, you still are trusting God and you know that He's going to do what He said He'd do. So now when I read this chapter, I put in the word trust in my head. And by trust, all of these guys did these different things. I'll just go back to verse 33. Through trust, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. They trusted in the God that they served more than their situation. Verse 33. So likewise for us, now we stop for a moment and we look back at what life has been walking with the Father. So we think back to Matthew 28, where Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And then we look at the situations that have happened in life since we started walking with Christ. And has He ever left us or forsaken us? Has He not been faithful to His promises? Has He not carried out and performed the word that He spoke to us? So whatever the situation is that we face now, we have faith, we have trust in God because of one thing, what we know He's already brought us through. So all the way back to David. He didn't have much time to talk about David. I got a little time to talk about David. David, when he stood before the king and everybody was talking about this Philistine and everyone was freaked out about the Philistine, yes? David, Raju, And David said, look, God's helped me to deal with the bear. He's helped me to deal with the lion. And this guy won't be any different. This is a teenager. David is a teenage boy. And in the natural situation, it would say that, what in the world are you thinking? But he had been somewhere with his God. He had been in the fields with the sheep, worshipping and praising and knowing and being in relationship with the Father. So when the situations of life came his way, his response came out of his connection with God and not based on the thinking of this world or the thinking of his natural self. So much so that God, speaking of David, said, look, this is a man after my own heart. Anything I say, this guy will do. So David, out of trust in the God that he knew and the God that he served, went with that trust through life. And his trust in God built more and more and more as life went on. So what do you think his trust was with God after Goliath? Next time that he stood somewhere, he would say, okay, I've dealt with the bear, I've dealt with the lion, and I dealt with now in God the 9-foot giant. So it's no longer just the bear and the lion. We've dealt with now the 9-foot giant.
Sorry?
We've dealt now with the 9-foot giant. And so likewise with us, we can look back and we can say, look at what God has done. And we know that we can trust Him. We know that He's faithful. Okay. Jesus said in John 14 verse 6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Right?
So He is a journey. He is a way. He's not a prayer. He's not a service. He is a connection that we live with every day that we're here. John 17 verse 3. Actually, let's flip there really quick. Keep your fingers still in Hebrews, but John 17 verse 3 says, and this is life eternal. And pages are sticky. That they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent.
Okay.
So this is life eternal, to know God. To be consummated with Him, where there is no more separation between you and Him. You keep reading in John 17 when His prayer for the disciples was that they may be one in us. In fact, here, I want to keep going in John 17 a bit. Let's go to John 17 and verse 20. It says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in Me through their word." That's in us today. "That they may all be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me." So His prayer for Jesus' prayer for us this day recorded. That we would be one in Him. That there would be no separation between us and the Father. That our thoughts would match with His. That our response would be His response. We're talked about as ambassadors, that we would literally be a representation in the earth of what it is that heaven is. That we would speak the words of God. That His life would flow through us into every situation we're in. So Jesus, and He's prayer for us is that. Okay, so now, verse 2 of chapter 12 in Hebrews says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." Okay, so with faith now, this trust that we have in God, right? With all of these people that had come before, where was their trust? David had armies. Where was his trust? Abraham built up wealth. Where was his trust though when it was tested? Rahab, the prostitute, she was living in the high walls of the city. Where was her trust when she saw the spies from the Israelites? They knew the difference. That despite the natural situations that they were around, they looked unto God and they knew when they saw what was going on, where God was. So now for us, this day, as we are walking out life, we think about their examples, but we don't get stuck on the examples. We go to the same source that they did. Recently my dad, he had read me a quotation from a martial arts master. And this martial arts master, he said, when you're studying the works of a great teacher,
දැන් ඒක කියලා දෙනවලු අපි හොඳ උත්තම ගුරුවරයෙක්ගේ ගැන්වීම ගැන අපි ඉගෙන ගන්නකොට
He said pursue what it is that that teacher was pursuing.
අපි පස්සේ දුවන්න ඕනේලු ඒ ගුරුවරයා යම්සි දෙයක් පස්සේ දිවන ඒක පස්සේ තමයි අපි දුවන්න ඕනේ.
He said don't get stuck on the teacher.
ගුරුවරයා ඉන්න තැන නතර වෙන්න එපා.
It's very true. And see, this is where too, you know, Paul even said, follow me as I follow Christ Jesus. So pursue the same thing that I'm pursuing. Don't, and because people sought in the past to set up these individuals as something special. There's the people sought in the past to promote these people as something special. But the truth is that they were all living examples of the manifestation of the life of God in the world. And we respect the lives that they live, but this is now your life. This is now your walk. In verse 1 of chapter 12 it says, Wherefore seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Yes? Everyone listed here is now part of that great cloud of witnesses. They finished their race in the world. They finished the task that God had for them. They ran this race with consistency, with building trust in the God they serve. And now they're in eternity cheering you on. They're saying, Go Nirmala. Go Nelson. They say, Go Nelson.
Nelson, yan le kele kilo.
They are a part of the great cloud of witnesses, but it's your race now. Did you watch the Olympics? Yes? Did you see those relays? Yeah, and America dropped theirs, and I saw that one. Okay. In the relay, there are different people. If you have a relay race, there's a baton. Yes, they have like a baton. They have this, they're running, but they have this one. And they pass off the baton to the one that's running the next section of the race. And in a successful exchange, the race continues. And with the Team USA, they missed the exchange. In fact, four teams in that heat missed the exchange, dropped the batons. Some of them. See, with us in Christ Jesus, four teams out of that eight. So half of them dropped it. Half of them didn't finish the race. And there were those that had come before them that gave them a fantastic lead. They had given them a fantastic lead in comparison to all the other teams. They were running well, they were running strong. Remember in Galatians, Paul talking, he says, You're running a good race. Who cut in on you? In Galatians, Paul is trying to warn the team, saying, You're about to miss the exchange. You're about to get shifted off to a whole other track that's not even on the track. You're about to run on the grass. And be thrown completely out of the race. And spend the rest of your life spinning in circles in legalism. So likewise we are in the race. You're the anchor man. And so these ones here that were running before, these were each legs of the race. They were all legs of the race. They were different people that ran sections of the race. And see, here's the thing. We don't have to run their leg of the race now. It's already done. What we do is we build on the next section. So we take the handoff from the one that came before us and we run. And so for us, we know that God can and will do these things. We know that God will protect. We know that God will provide. We know that God directs His people. We know that if it came down to it and He had one of you somewhere and you had purpose in this world and your time was not done, that He would wipe out an army of 200,000 just so you'd have another day. That's a lie. Yeah. No, in with Hezekiah. I was just going through this with some people on Wednesday. God in one night, because the enemies came against His people and they said stuff about the Father which they should have never said, and they came up against God's people who had purpose in the world. In one night, God sends His angel out into their camp and just says, for all of these guys that are breathing His air, He just says, I want it back now. And 185,000 die in one night. The world is very stupid to mess with the children of God. And we are those that stand in relationship and connection with the one that we serve. So as you run this race, Jesus Christ, we look unto Him. The author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, yes? So in Him we live and move and have our being. And we are made one in Christ, where there's no more separation between us and the Father, and people see us, they see Him. So as we go through life here, we can take heart and be encouraged. Because we know Him. We know the God that we serve. Life eternal, we know Him. That's a big part of this life in this world and the experiences we live out while we're here. A big part of it is for us to know Him. So even we talked a couple weeks back about how God allows for certain things in this world to exist.
මේතුමාණන් දෙවිය අපි බැලුවා කොහොමද කියලා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සමහර දේවල් ඉතිහරිනවා මේ පොළවේ සිද්ධ වෙන්න.
Isaiah 45 verse 5 through 7 where it talked about how God himself created evil. And he allows for its existence here right now in the same place where you are. Because it tests his children, it refines his people. And it reveals where we really are with him. Do you really trust him? In the situation when the circumstances of life now come your way? Do we really trust him when things get tough? Because there comes a point when you walk with God where you've been through the bear and the lion and the giant. And there comes a point, maybe after the giant, where he says, now anything I know he can do. I used to trust him with this and this and maybe this over here, but now I know I can put my complete trust in God. Now I know that I can put my faith completely in him. And he truly is the author and the finisher of my faith. Okay, time always goes so fast, so we stop there.